Writing is about telling stories, and for a quick lesson in storytelling, take the bus. It's full of people spinning dramas about their love lives, their colleagues, their operations, and home renovations. Mobile phones have greatly added to the number and quality of stories available to eavesdroppers, since phone users are often less aware of what's happening around them and can be staggeringly indiscreet. I once witnessed the upper deck of a London bus fall silent in a collective attempt to follow the progress of a heated phone conversation between a woman and her boyfriend, although it sounded as though he wouldn't be her boyfriend for much longer. All of us are storytellers, parceling up our experiences for the benefit of other people. It's an aspect of human behaviour partly explained by the need to communicate, to be understood and counselled, but I think for many of us there is also a more subtle reason. It's satisfying to arrange the chaos of our lives into structured narratives for other people. Instinctively, we're interested in beginnings and endings, and we want to believe that there is order in life. There's even an app, Storify, that recognises this desire to give shape to experience. A potential danger for the writer, though, is that everything in life becomes storified. Every event suggests itself as a meaningful sentence or paragraph. I'm perhaps taking things too far if I can't get out of bed, draw the curtains, and see that it's raining without mentally describing that action to myself in the third person. It's possible to get so caught up in observation that you feel you're doing the work of a writer just by describing things. Life is there to be lived first, written about second. But what I have learned from writing is that all observation is useful. The way people look or dress, how they move or speak, their mannerisms and foibles, what they choose to reveal or hide, it's all interesting. The friends of novelists often worry that they may appear in a novel, but I'm more likely to steal body parts than a whole person. I've known characters to grow out of the way some stranger laughed or sniffed or hid her expressions behind her hair, or how a man bit his nails or wiped his hands on the back of his trousers. One of my favourite characters began with a bunion. I'll often find an interesting nose on the tube or a hairstyle I want to use, and if I remember, I make a note of it for later. The writer Jack Rosenthal was apparently once pressed on his reluctance ever to miss a day picking up the children from school. Was he so attached to them that he couldn't sometimes make another arrangement? Far from it, Rosenthal explained. It was simply that he got his best material eavesdropping at the school gate. The practicing writer soon finds out that there is wonderful material everywhere. The trick is learning to see it and remembering to write it down.